Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Bava Batra, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph at the fifth Mishnah of the third Perek. Elu Devarim Shiesh Lana Chazakah. The following are matters to which Chazakah obtains. Means, it doesn't mean Dvarim in the sense of objects, but rather circumstances. Here's where it doesn't work. Let's say that you were setting up your animal to stand in the Chatzer, or a tanur, or you set up an oven, or a mill, or a stovetop, or raising chickens, or putting your fertilizer in the chatzer, ena chazakah. And the assumption is that that's because the other fellow in the chatzer doesn't mind that you do that, so therefore his lack of protest is not very meaningful. Let's say you built up a fence for your animal in the chatzer, and the fence was 10 tefachim high, v'chen the tanur, v'chen the chiraim, v'chen the rechaim, for any of those other objects. Hechnis tarnigim l'toch habayit, or you brought the chickens into the house, meaning that's the little house that you had had constructed, or on the house that belongs to the other fellow. Then, or rasama kom l'zivlo amok shloshah al-gavar shloshah rezu chazakar. If you set up an area for your fertilizer that was either 3 deep or 3 high, meaning it was 3 deep or you built a fence 3 high, some way to protect it, then that is a chazakah. Okay, maishna reisha, maishna seifa. So the obvious question is, what's the difference between the reisha and the seifa in that, in all those cases in the reisha, it's not a chazakah, and the parallel cases in the seifa, it is a chazakah. Why is that the case? So the first attempt comes from Ula, where he says that any kinyan which is valid in Nichse Hager is also valid as a chazakah. And therefore he says, since putting up a fence is the classic thing that we encountered in the last sugya as being a kinyan in Nichse Hager, therefore it works here also. Now, Rav Sheshe challenged this reading of Ula, because he points out that there are those things that in Nichse Hager don't work and do work here, and vice versa. And so he says, Klalahu, is it really a hard and fast rule? Are near plowing to Nichse Hager Kana? If you go to Nichse Hager, nobody owns it, the Ger died, no Yorshim, and you plow the field, it's yours. Nichse Chaver Lo Kana, but we already dealt with the sugya a while ago, that plowing is not considered a chazakah, because after all, the guy sits by and says, well, he's plowing my field for me, very nice, I appreciate it. And then, which is the flip, if you go to the Nichse Hager and just eat the fruit from his tree, remember the story of that woman with 13 years under the tree, that's a valid chazakah. That's what chazakah is all about, that you've been gaining from the field. But it's not a kinyan b'nichse hager. And as nichse hager is a kinyan as a maisa kinyan, and nichse havero, it's a chazakah as a raya. So that doesn't work. So we have a second explanation for the difference between the reisha and the seifa, and that comes from Rabbi Barvua. Haka b'chatzer shutafin askinan. He said the case that we're talking about is a chatzer shutafin, meaning that as we most obviously read the piece, it is a commonly owned property owned by shutafin. And the reality is, v'amara kadi lo kapti. Nobody cares if the partner keeps things standing around. Amachitza kapti. The minute you put up a fence, then I'm already makpid. Therefore, if you put up a fence and I don't protest, that's a good raya of possession. The Gemara then asks, v'amara kadi lo kapti. Nobody's makpid if you just stand around and use the area. Vatanan, we have the Mishnah at the beginning of the fifth parak of Nedarim. Hashutafin shnadru hanazem izeh. If you have shutafin who took a vow of hanor from each other, asurin likanes lachatzer. They're not allowed to go into the chatzer because evidently standing in the chatzer is something that the other partner is makpid on, and therefore if you took an isur hanah, you're not allowed to go in. So we have to modify this. Amar Nachman, Amar Avua. Now remember that question from the Dorim, it's going to come back to us. Hachaber chavashal achorei batim askina. We're talking now not about the commonly owned chatzer, but about the rechava she'achorei habatim, meaning the sort of back alley that is behind the houses, and in that area, The Bahamada Kadilo Kapti Mechitza Kapti. There, people really don't care if you stand around, but the minute you build a Mechitza, then it's a problem. Rav Papa Amar, he goes back and says, Idi V'idi B'chatzer Shutfin. We can go back to the Chatzer Shutfin. We don't have to go to the backyard for this. V'ika de Kapti, V'ika de Lo Kapti. It's very simple. Some people are Makpid, and some people are not Makpid on you setting up you standing around. Setting up a fence, everybody's Makpid on. But some people are Makpid, some of them are not Makpid on you standing around using the area. So therefore, Gabi Mamona Lakula. In the context of Mamona, which is our case, we go Lakula. Meaning, we say that you're standing around, and he's not protesting, proves nothing. Maybe he's not Makpid, and therefore you have no Chazaka. Gabi Isura Lachumra. When it comes to Nedarim, we're Machmer and say, because some people are Makpid, you have to avoid the Chatzer. Ravina Mar Leolam Lo Kapti. Ravina says, I got a simple solution. It's all Chatzer Shutfin, and people are not Makpid, and that's why Hamada works. And your challenge from the Dharm is not a challenge, because Vahamani, Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, Merva, Filu Vitur Asur Mudar Hana'a. We dealt with Rabbi Eliezer at length, especially in the fifth parak of Nedarim, where Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that people are, even if people are not Makpid, Vitur Asur, meaning you're not allowed to be mevater. So whereas normally you might say, I don't care if you put stuff up, it doesn't work for Yisurei Hanah, and therefore you're not allowed to go into the chatzer. Now, we have a series of statements and stories dealing with a particular Rav Banoa, who otherwise is not well known. But Rabbi Yochanan quotes him and then has conversations with him, and we end up with a curious story about him. Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Banoa, Bakol Shutfin Ma'akvin Zetzachutz Min Akvisa. Shutfin can prevent each other from doing stuff in the yard that they don't want to have happen, except for laundry. That they can't prevent. Why? She'en Darkon Shem Benot Yisrael Lehid Bazot Al Akvisa. It's not appropriate for Benot Yisrael to have to go out. They would go into the rivers. If they didn't have a laundry place in their yard, they'd have to go out to the rivers, and they'd have to lift up their skirts in order to do the kvisa, and it was kind of degrading for them to do that. And therefore, a shutaf cannot prevent his partner from using it for that purpose, so that his wife or his daughter doesn't have to go out into the public area. And then we quote the pasuk, ve'otzeim einav mir'ot pira. We're talking about a praiseworthy person in Yishayahu Lamed Gimel, somebody who closes his eyes from seeing evil. What's that? Rechiya Baraba, Zeh She'im Yistakav Anashim Yishayah Shom Dot Al-Kvisah. This is somebody who avoids gazing at the women when they're working on the kvisa, on the laundry. Now, Hechidami, what's the circumstance? Idi Ikadar Kachrita, if there's another way to go, and Idafka picks the way that takes him past where the women are working at the laundry, so Rashahu, he's not just a praiseworthy guy for not doing it. If he does it, he's a Rashah. But if there is no other way to go, Anusu, what do you want from him? He can't go in. There's no other way to get around. The answer is Leolam Deleika Dark Achrita. We're talking about a case where there is no other way to get around. Nonetheless, he has to do his best and really work himself hard to try to find some other way around, either to find a different way around or to go and keep his eyes closed so that he doesn't look, and that's why, as the Rashbam points out, behind Mishtabach Beikra, that this guy pushes himself and he looks away, that's why the text praises him as being a very praiseworthy guy. Okay. So now Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Menah a question. Chaluk shel Talmid Chacham Ketzad. What should the cloak of a Talmid Chacham look like? Meaning this is the undergarment that he wears that goes all the way to his feet. What should it look like? Something that doesn't show any of his flesh. It should cover him up all the way to his feet. What about his cloak? What he wears over that? So as long as it doesn't show even a tefach of his chaluk, so it also covers all of him. Now, shulchan shel Talmid Chacham Ketzad. What should the table of a Talmid Chacham look like? So he said, shnei shlishei gdil u'shlish galoi. Meaning two-thirds covered, one-third uncovered. Meaning that two-thirds of it is a tablecloth, people to eat on, etc., and one-third is uncovered, v'alav karot v'yerek. That's where you have the pots, that's where you have the vegetables, that's where you have the other stuff that you serve. V'taba'atomi b'chutz. They had some sort of a table ring that they would have for the table, for turning it around, and that should be on the outside. This is the ring that the tabletop was hung from when it wasn't being used. It should be on the outside. We have a bright that says it should be on the inside, was away from the guests. So lokasha adika yunuka adaleika yunuka. If the man has a little child sitting next to him, we're afraid the child may play with this ring and knock the table off, therefore you have it on the outside. Otherwise, have it on the inside. Ibaite mahavahad aleka yunika. We could say that both cases are where there's no kid. Velokasha had the ikashama had aleka shama. If there is a servant, waiter, then in that case it could be on the inside because we don't want it to get in his way. But if there is no waiter, we could put it on the outside because we don't have such a concern. Nobody's walking around the tables that it's going to hit him. You could say both cases are where there's a waiter. If it's during the day when he can see, so he can have it on the outside. If it's at night when he can't see, he might bump into it. Then you really have to have it on the inside so that, if he can see it, you have it on the inside. And otherwise, have it on the outside. And if not, then you have it on the inside, so that the company doesn't have to get bugged by this ring and have to avoid it. Okay, v'shal ama aretz. So contrast that with the table of an ama aretz. What's it like? It's lamdura, domel lamdura, meaning it's like a bonfire with pots all around. In other words, they put all the food in the middle and they all sit around in some more of an animalistic fashion eating. What about the bed? The only thing underneath the bed of a Talmid Chacham is his sandals during the summer and his shoes during the winter. Talmid Haaretz has his bed underneath. It looks like a storehouse. It's absolutely packed. There's lots of stuff there. Rabbanoi, the same Rabbanoi used to go around and mark the tombs, so people would know to avoid as far as Tumah goes. Kimata the Ma'arta da Avraham. He came to Avraham's cave. Marta Machpelah, Ashkechei le'Eliezer Eved Avraham. He saw Avraham's slave, the Kai Kamivavi, standing in front of the door. Marley, Maiko Avid Avraham. So he asked, what's Avraham doing? Amalei, Gane b'chanfer asarba kama'ayna le'bereshe. He is, sleeping in the arms of Sarah, and she is looking at his head. Amale zil emale, so go tell him. Banoa kayabava. Banoa is here at the door. I want to come in. Amale leol. He said, let him come in. Made the yediyah diyetzer by b'hai almaleka. He said, we know that there is no passion in this world, meaning that there's Avram and Sarah are dead, and therefore there's no yetzahara there, and therefore watching them lie together really is not anything untoward, and therefore he can come in. Alright, and so then, Ayil, he came in, he saw it was there, Venafik, he came out, and he marked how big the kever was so that up on top they would know where they could walk, and, they would not be walking over Tuma, the Kohanim would not be walking over Tuma. Kimata lama arta da Adam HaRishon, when he came to the inside cave, or the lower cave, which is where Adam HaRishon, according to tradition, is buried. You've seen the image of my face. This is the voice of heaven came out. And you've seen the image of my face, right, which is Yaakov. Yaakov is like Me'ain, the Adam. But you can't look at me myself. In other words, you can't come in to see Adam. But I have to mark the grave, the area. So he answered, it's the same size as the outside one that you saw. According to the other opinion, then Marat HaMachpelah is not side by side, but rather top and bottom. The one above that you just saw, Avraham, is the same size below, so you can mark it the same way. I'm Rabbanon, he's takalti b'shnei hakevavs. Rabbanon, he says, but I saw his two feet, his two heels. Domim l'shnei galgalei chama, they look like two suns. And now we have these comments about the beauty of Adam HaRishon in comparison with others. Hakol b'fnei Sarah k'kol b'fnei Adam. Any other woman in the presence of Sarah was like a monkey in front of a person. Sarah b'fnei Chava k'kol b'fnei Adam. But Sarah in the presence of Chava was like a monkey in front of a person. Chava b'fnei Adam k'kol b'fnei Adam. And the same relation between Chava and Adam. Adam b'fnei Ashchina k'kof b'nei Adam, and the same thing of Adam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shufrei de Rav Kahana, now we talk about contemporary people. Rav Kahana's beauty was main shufrei de Rabbi Avahu, was a little piece of the beauty of Rabbi Avahu. Shufrei de Rav Avahu main shufrei de Yaakov Avinu. And he had a little piece of the beauty of Yaakov, which was mentioned earlier. Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu main shufrei de Adam Rishon. And that was a little bit like that of Adam Rishon. Now we hear about a story about a magician, an Amgusha, And he was a guy who used to mess around graves. He's like a grave robber. Amagusha dahavi chotit shichvi. He used to rob the dead. Kimata marta de Rav Tovi bar Matne came to this particular grave of this chacham. Tafse v'dikne, the dead man grabbed him by the beard. Ata baye, so baye came along. Amarle matuta minach shavke, please let him go. Shanachrita hadarati, he came back the next year. Tafse v'dikne, again he grabbed him. Ata baye lo shavke ad aiti mispera v'gazi l'dikne. Now baye wouldn't let him go until he came until Abaye himself brought scissors and cut off his beard. So this guy really learned his lesson. Hahu da amar lahu. So there was a fellow who said to them, Chavita da afra lachad broi. There was a certain man on his deathbed said, I'm leaving a barrel of dust, of dust to one of my sons. Chavita de garmi lachad broi. I'm leaving a barrel of bones to one son. Chavita de udra lachad broi. And I'm leaving a barrel of fluff, all right, to the third son. So nobody understood what he meant. He said the strange thing on his deathbed, but nobody could figure out what it was. Lavi yadu mekamalu. Atu the coming to Rabbi Benoi. So they came to Rabbi Benoi. Again, these are stories of Rabbi Benoi. Lo eat lechuara, he said, do your family have land? I'm lo in, we do. Eat lechu chayuta, do you have any animals? In. Eat lechu bastraki, do you have any cushions? So he said, yeah. All right. So he said, he says, that's exactly what he was telling you. In other words, I'm giving the land, that's the dust. I'm giving the animals, that's the bones. I'm giving the fluff, that's the cushions. He overheard his wife saying to her daughter, why are you not more tsanua in your affairs that you're having? That's what he overheard her saying. This woman has 10 sons, and only one of them is from your father. So as this guy was overhearing his wife tell her daughter that most of the kids were not even from him. Kishachi, when he said, all of my property goes to one son. But they didn't know which one. He overheard this conversation, but nobody knew what he meant when he said, all my property goes to one son. They came to Rabbanai, Zilu chavutu kavra davuchon. Go hit the grave of your father. Until he gets up and tells you which one he meant. Azlukulu, so all the sons went. The one that was really his son didn't go. He said, they all go to him. So they went and ratted to the king on him. They said, there's a Jewish guy. This guy is taking money away from Jews without witnesses, without any testimony, any evidence. Meaning, he took all of our estate away and gave it to the one brother. So they brought Rabbi Benoi and they locked him up. So they said, I'm the Chad Habili. Paskul Reshe. So his wife came and said to the court, and she said, I had a slave, and some people went and cut off his head, they skinned him, they ate his flesh, and they filled his skin with water, and they gave the students drink for them, and they haven't even paid me for it. All right? So she said this very, very strange story. They didn't know what she was talking about. Amri, neto the hakim de yudai v'lema. Let's bring a wise Jew and see if we can figure out. So kairulu rabbanai, they had him in prison, so they robbed rabbanai. Amaluhu, so noka amraluhu. He said, what she has told you is, she's talking about a goatskin bottle. Alright? In other words, what she meant is somebody stole the goatskin bottle from her. Of course, this is all his wife's with the setup, so he told them what really happened. So then they said, this guy's so smart, let him sit and be a judge. Okay? So now what happened is, he saw over the doorway where the court was, he saw it said, any judge that is summoned to court, meaning who sued, lo shmei dayan, isn't a real dayan. He said, if that's the case, ata inishmei alma, umazmin, Leila Dina, if somebody just comes out of the blue and just summons me to court, possibly, then I'm no good as a judge? That doesn't make sense. I'll call Diane Dimitkar, Ladino Mafki, Mene Amona Bedin. Anybody who, any judge who sued and successfully sued, so they take money from him, Lav Shmei Diane. Then he's not a real Diane. So Katvu Hachi, what they wrote was on the wall, Baram Savid Yudoy Amri, the senior, the elder of the Jews, say, called Diane Midkar Ladino Mafki Mine Mamona Bedin Lav Shmei Diane. They added his piece. They didn't erase theirs, they added it. Chazid Ichtiv, then he saw that it said, Barosh Kol Mota An Adam, I, blood, am at the head of all death, meaning if you didn't bloodlet sufficiently, Barosh Kol Chayin An Achemar, at the head of all life, I am wine. So he said, Elamiata, Nafam Igromi, the first thing, he falls off the roof and dies. Nafam Idiklomi, the guy falls off a tree and dies. Dama Katle, he died because he had too much blood. He died because he got impact. Vitu, Manda Darke Lemimata, if somebody's about to die, Mashkule Chamam Chai, you think you can give him wine and he'll live? Your statements don't make sense. Halahachi by the Mikhtab, what you should write is, Barosh Kol Marin An Adam, I, blood, am the cause of all diseases. Meaning, not bloodletting enough. Barosh Kol Asfan An Achemar, and I, wine, sit at the head of all therapy, all therapeutic processes. So Katvuach, what did they write? Baram Savid Yudai Amri Barosh Komarin Anadam Barosh Kol Asfan Anachimar. Good. Ba'atu de Leit Chemar, if there is no wine, what do you do? Tamin Bau Simonim. Then, if there's a place where there is no wine, then you're going to need drugs. You're going to really need to have drugs. Now, there's a tiny little piece here at the end that tells us that Ktiva Pitcha de Kaputkaya, in the town of Kaputichia in Turkey, at the front of the court, they wrote on top, Anpak, Anbag, Antal. That these three things, which are all used as measures, of liquid measures, really are all the same. Ezo Antal Zorovichel Torah. By the way, an Antal is a revit of the Torah, meaning a revit halog that we commonly use. And that, of course, is the regular shear that we regularly use. And, by the way, there are those who explain that the word Ntilat Yadayim comes from the fact of that it's called an Antal, the shear. Okay, we'll pause at this point, and we'll pick up in the next podcast, at the next Mishnah. Indicating areas and sort of things that where Chazaka does not apply. And Amir Tzashem, we have two more podcasts until we finish the momentous Perak Chizkat HaBatim. Everybody should have a wonderful day.